Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.
I always thought that the end of the world would be a sudden thing. Like, I'd wake up one morning and it would be gone. And everyone would just have to deal with it. It's strange to say that I grew up with the idea. What a horrible thing to have to grow up with. The truth is that the end of the world happens slowly. Some people saw it. They even tried to stop it. We saw the stars disappearing and we just shrugged. The clouds seemed to linger. They were just clouds. It got colder, we put a coat on, and kept going to work. Kept on doing everything the same. Someone else would deal with it. We lost the stars. We lost the sun. We lost the sky. And we watched it happen. Waiting for someone to tell us the world had ended. By the time we noticed, it had already gone. We were lost in the fog. Wondering where we went wrong, lamenting what we had lost and what to do with what was left. It feels like the end of the world up here. Nothing but the fog and an almighty work of despair built on hubris and death. Thank you. I'm so cold now.
Hello? Chris? It's Professor Laurie here. Thank you for sending through your questions and notes about the tower. It's very rare to hear from someone else interested in it. Well, I'm glad you found my scribbles on the topic helpful. Though I admit, I don't remember being cited in the book you mention. Usually I'd remember the author, but you said your book is anonymized, which is also strange. It seems there's no escaping mystery when it comes to this sort of thing. Anyway, you're quite right in that there hasn't really been any new research in quite a while. The money gets sent elsewhere, unfortunately. We're not even allowed on site anymore, which is deeply saddening. There was a bit of an interest when all those lights happened a few months ago, but nobody really cared enough to investigate it. People tend to forget things rather quickly, it seems. I'd be happy to answer your questions, but, well, I'm terrible at email. Even worse on the phone, as you can probably tell. Would you be up for grabbing a coffee sometime and chatting about it? Alternatively, a few of us history and archaeology academics and enthusiasts, we still get together once a month or so to, well, just hang out more than anything now. We used to discuss new research and findings, and sometimes theories, but as I said, that sort of dried up a bit. Either way, let me know. We can sort something out. It doesn't cost any money or anything like that. There's also tea and biscuits provided. Someone occasionally brings a cake, too. I'd be interested in reading this book you kept mentioning. It has some very interesting insights and some things that are new to me, which is quite refreshing. I'd love to talk more. I look forward to meeting you.
And I figured, if I'm making all these notes, maybe someone wants to do something with them. So I reached out to this archaeology professor mentioned in the book, and they got back to me about having a chat. You remember when you were at the little church? They wrote a lot about that part of the tower. Their name was in a footnote, so I thought I'd look them up.
That's really cool.
I don't know if it's cool, but it's nice. It's nice to talk to someone about this stuff.
Other than me.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
It's just nice.
Did you tell them about me?
No. Not yet. I didn't want to tell them until I talked to you about it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Do you want me to tell other people?
I don't know.
Have you told anyone else?
No. I haven't really spoken to anyone else other than you and Ike. I've left messages for my mum too.
Yeah, who's Ike?
I haven't told you about Ike.
I don't think so.
Ike's someone who works on the tower. They test the phones and sometimes I talk to them.
They work on the tower?
Yeah. Maybe this professor knows them.
What? Where do they work on the tower?
I don't know.
So, what? Somewhere on this gigantic ruined structure, there's an office building?
I don't know, Chris. I haven't asked.
You've been speaking to someone who apparently works on the tower. When people can't even access the site anymore. And you don't know where they are? You've been speaking to them for how long?
Since I started climbing. Like, they usually ring a little after I talk to you.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. I thought I had.
Seriously?
I wasn't hiding it from you, Chris.
Are you sure?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Are we really going to talk about not telling each other things?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about Ike. It wasn't a deliberate thing. I thought I had told you. Things got muddled. I'm out here on my own, and there's so much going on all the time.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've just been rattling around in my head a little bit recently. The days are getting shorter, and it's happening a bit earlier this year.
Have you spoken to anyone else?
Not really. Everyone's busy, you know? I'm going out later, though. I've been seeing someone.
Oh? Yeah?
Yeah. We've had a few dates. It's been going really well. She works days and I work evenings, so it's tricky to organize anything. But when we do meet up, it's really good.
That's amazing. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Where are you at now?
I'm holed up in what I think was a sort of bothy. It's a sort of stone box carved into the wall.
Okay.
There isn't a fire pit, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoever made them didn't make one here.
You don't think it's something to do with the...
I'm trying really hard not to think about that.
Good call.
It's too damp to make a fire. Like, the air is just wet. I've got my camping stove, but it's not really giving out much heat. And the wind and the rain are so loud. Feeling pretty miserable, to be honest.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Feeling a bit lost, too. With all this fog, it's disorientating. Like, I have nothing to ground myself other than the tower. But even that doesn't feel as real as it normally does. It almost feels like it's appearing and disappearing as I climb. It's like the world doesn't exist anymore. Everything's gone. No sun. No sky. Just fog. I've been doing a lot of thinking. There's not much else to do up here. But I don't think I've asked myself where my head's at.
I miss home. I miss hanging out with you in person, I mean. I miss my mum. I've been thinking a lot about what I've left behind. There's a lot of stuff I didn't have time to work out. Or, I don't know, just, I felt less important than everything else that was happening before I started climbing. I feel like I know myself a little better. Being away from everything and on my own. And that's kind of scary.
Scary?
I think once you realise you've been wrong about something, about yourself, you were so sure about, you start wondering what else you've been wrong about. Great.
I can call you when I'm back.
No, no, that's all right. You have a good night.
Are you sure?
I'll be fine. Don't keep them waiting.
Okay. Good night, Kiri.
Good night.
Trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Mom. It's me. Sorry to miss you again. So, I realise it's late. I should try calling at a more sociable hour. I'm feeling a bit lost, Mom. I'm not quite sure where I'm going or where I fit into everything. It feels like I'm standing still. I'm trying so hard to move forward, but nothing is changing. I'm stuck. I'm sorry. I'm unloading. I'm not feeling great right now, and I don't know where to go from here. I'm sorry. I hope you're okay. I hope everything is okay back home. I miss you. I miss home. I'll try and call you later. Bye.
This episode of The Tower featured the voices of Katrina Allen as Kiri, David Pellow as Chris, and Kareem Cronflee as Professor Laurie. Additional voices by Sarah Grant. Our executive producer is Ella Watts. Our artwork is by Sarah Grant. The Tower is written, scored, and edited by David Devereaux and is a Tin Can audio production with support from Creative Scotland. The next episode of The Tower will be released in 1 month's time. But if you can't wait until then, you can get the whole series ad-free from our Bandcamp page at tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. If you've enjoyed The Tower, we think you will also enjoy The Goblet Wire by Esther Ellis and Justin Hellstrom. The Goblet Wire is a surreal microfiction podcast about a mysterious global role-playing game with many, many hidden secrets. I don't want to say any more because I don't want to give anything away, but it is a beautifully weird and wonderful listen with deeply intense short episodes. If you enjoy the more experimental aspects of The Tower, you definitely need to check this out. The Goblet Wire is available now wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.